Open Source Auto Project Challenges Industry. A new electric city car is being developed, one that aims to challenge the existing global automotive industry's business practices, fossil fuel use, and so-called old mechanics. The prototype is in development at Lund University in Sweden, currently scheduled for late 2017. Called Unity, the vehicle is planned as a 15 kilowatts electric city car designed for high performance in an urban environment. According to their website, the vehicle's range is currently estimated for 150 kilometers at normal city driving use. This may sound a bit old hat, but there are two aspects to the Unity team's project that make it a bit different from many other electric vehicle projects. Reinventing more than the wheel. First is that instead of starting with the standard, accepted configuration of cars and designing from there, the team states they have instead opted to start fresh, to redesign the idea of a car, from the very beginning and from the inside out. The team is seeking to determine the most efficient vehicle configuration, production methods, and materials to produce affordable, sustainable electric vehicles. They are aiming for the Unity to be more sustainable in terms of energy sources, as well as throughout the product life cycle, than current models of gas and electric vehicles. As an example, they intend to include biomaterials such as hemp and flax fiber during production, which are intended to work towards sustainable manufacturing processes. So far, the design is envisioned as a two-seater vehicle, with one seat behind the other and a spacious sci-fi feeling to the overall design. However, though the team describes the Unity as a futuristic balance of advanced technology and human-centric design, the look may be new but the idea is not. Front and back tandem seat cars have been seen in the past, notably in vehicles such as the German Messerschmitt Cabinenroller KR200, designed and built circa 1955. At the time, these vehicles were intended to be an affordable, efficient vehicle for the post-war era. This design for unique, affordable transportation seems, at least in part, to have influenced the direction of Unity's team. It is time for a more futuristic and less destructive driving experience, says Unity co-founder Lewis Horn, arguing that current design norms are outdated and excessively plastic. Open, patent-free development. The second interesting aspect to Unity's project involves their development process. The team has stated that the design and development process will be open and patent-free from the beginning. They hope that this will encourage additional entrants into the electric vehicle market and encourage an industry shift toward an open and human-centric automotive future. These are lofty goals for Unity. Whether they succeed in their project remains to be seen, but their attempt alone introduces some interesting considerations. Are these the early steps toward a future based on open-source, crowdsourced design and manufacturing? The Unity team believes it is a serious contender for a much-needed disruption in the automotive industry. Will it succeed in bringing about the paradigm shift it seems to hope for? For more information on the Unity Electric Car Project, visit their website.